USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm now the fourth United States president to preside over American troop presence in Afghanistan. I will not pass this responsibility on to a fifth.
President Biden speaking at the White House on Wednesday, the president saying that by September 11th, all U.S. troops will be out of Afghanistan. President Biden has a message for the Taliban.
The Taliban should know that if they attack us as we draw down, we will defend ourselves and our partners with all the tools at our disposal.
The U.S. Capitol police officer who shot dead an Air Force veteran during the tumultuous events on January 6th will not be charged. That's according to the Department of Justice. The decision coming after a thorough investigation into the shooting of Ashley Babbitt, a 35-year-old who joined others in storming the U.S. Capitol in Washington. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The state of Iowa will not house illegal migrant children from the U.S.-Mexico border. The Iowa Department of Human Services Director Kelly Garcia says Iowa does not have the resources to properly care for the children.
Social workers to oversee their safety and welfare, either residential providers or families to take those children in, medical care, schooling, bilingual families, and a whole host of other supports that any human needs to live.
That audio courtesy of WHO-TV, the NBC affiliate in Des Moines. Texas is the latest state to consider allowing wagering on both professional and amateur sports. It's estimated sports betting would bring as much as $180 million in new revenue to the state. A hearing taking place on Wednesday in the Texas legislature, which comes as the state of Arizona is poised to allow sports gambling. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey expected to sign a bill into law legalizing sports and fantasy betting. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A quarter of United States workers say they plan to look for a new job after the pandemic. That's according to a new survey. Most of those workers say they are worried about career growth and thought about their skill sets. The survey, conducted by Morning Consult on behalf of insurance firm Prudential in early March, found that 26% of workers want to find work with a different employer when the threat of the pandemic falls. Ken Linder is the author of a book called Career Choreography, and he has some tips if you're looking for new employment.
You want to have an optimistic mindset. This is an amazing opportunity for you to do a fulfilling professional reset. Second thing is, value your experience, your know-how, your contacts, your track record. If I want a surgery, I want to go to a doctor who's done it a million times and has gotten it right. Make a clarifying list, a list of all of the things that you want in your new job, so you can use that to assess where you want to go and compare Sure. it with potential job opportunities. And then the biggest tip, Steve, and this has worked for so many people, think about the people you've worked with throughout the years, because one of them might be able to hire you or at Great. Least recommend you to somebody who can hire you.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Bernie Madoff, the mastermind behind one of the biggest frauds in Wall Street history, has died in federal prison at the age of 82. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.